Ham? Thank you, Lando. Thank you, Sod. Here on Whip, from time to time, I will review media.
Mm-hmm.
Here, to let you know whether or not you should consider checking it out.
All right.
And that, it is a segment I like to call Whores. Would Ham officially recommend entertainment segment? I typically do this either for movies I find great, but more than often, it's usually garbage I review. Among those Cats, the 2020 Doolittle.
Didn't you see Cats like 3 times?
Cats again. Only twice, not 3 times. Does it count if I saw somebody on in-flight watching Cats, seeing it 3 times?
Yes.
I've seen Cats 3 times. Most recently, I reviewed The War of the Worlds, which was filmed during the pandy starring Ice Cube and the supporting character of Amazon Prime.
Right. He's just a vehicle to advertise for Amazon Prime.
Like, an aside right now. Literally, the plot revolves around, I'm going to give you this USB drive, and I'm going to drone pilot it to the most secure building on the planet, because I am an Amazon driver. It is so stupid. But the movie I will review here, I only heard about earlier this week, and it only just came out on Friday. The movie is The Senior. The Senior, which stars Michael Chiklis, is based on the true story of Mike Flint, who was the oldest person at the time to suit up for a college football team at 59 years old, 37 years following his last appearance.
And gorgeous.
He was played by Michael Chiklis, who was in The Shield and also The Thing in the Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, he hasn't done much recently, I don't think.
I think he was like a mobster in some movie or something. But yeah, hasn't been in a lot.
Yeah.
So some backstory of Mike Flint, the person that this movie is based off of. He played at Sol Ross State in 1969, that is in Alpine, Texas, West Texas. He was the captain of the team. He was an all-conference linebacker. He had like 24 tackles in a game.
Okay.
Which I've been told is...
quite a bit.
Good.
Yeah.
When he was a junior, though, following a series of fistfights with teammates, he was kicked off the team and expelled from Sol Ross State. Later on, he went to a class reunion and was convinced by former teammates that he had still a year of eligibility on his final senior year. And,
got it.
Hey, you should consider going back to college and doing that, even though he's 59 years old. Back in the day when this happened, when he did come back to play, this happened in about 2007, made all the news. They show it quite often on or in the film, where CNN is talking about him and whatnot. Just every news organization you could think of is talking about this feel-good story of, man, he's coming back to college. This 59-year-old is never gave up on his dream. He's just going out there. He's making it happen. But, yeah, he walked on and made the team. Overall, this movie's not good.
That's what I was waiting for.
Mike Flynn is a terrible person.
Okay.
He is heavily involved in making this movie. Before and after the movie, they have the real Mike Flint hop on film to talk about, try and recruit other people. Hey, if there's something that you regret in life, you too can make amends like I did. He's trying to make himself to be like the hero,
yeah,
or like an inspiration to people because he's an old ass. But like he's talking about, I'm old and I had a lot of regrets in my life, and you too can overcome your regrets or whatever, which is a good message.
Yeah.
He's a terrible effing person is the problem. So to speak on this, as the credits are rolling, there's a QR code so you can scan on your phone and send it to people that are also filled with regret and also were expelled and still have eligibility return to college football.
Okay.
He's the example of hard work and family neglect that you can have to make your dreams come true and whatnot.
Is the QR code, like, are they asking for donations?
I don't think they are, but I also didn't click on it because I don't want it to be some sort of, now they got me and now
right.
I'm getting newsletters from Mike Flynn or something like yeah. that sent to my house. But yeah, throughout the course of the movie, as the film will try to portray, Mike Flint, which also, again, was heavily involved in making this film, he is a scumbag through and through.
Okay.
He is constantly fighting people for no reason. It tries to give backstory. Tragically, he was raised by an abusive dad. Abusive-ish dad. He was trying to train him to be the way he is because he taught him to not back down from any kind of fights. You're a P if you don't stand up for yourself, and if you lose, you're like a double P.
Double turkey.
That's double turkey right there. A lot of the instances, he is the instigator in fights, so it's not like he's responding and can't back down. A lot of the times, he is the person that is picking the fight with people. Like, one of the first scenes that shows in present day, or present day 2007 or whatever, he is, like, fighting a guy, like, honking his horn at another guy. He, like, essentially pulls him out of the truck and beats his ass.
Okay, so it's a road rage incident, and it's approved by this guy to put it on film.
Right? It's like, okay, so you're trying to make yourself the good guy in this film, and you're fighting people. And then you're like, yeah, that's just the way he is. Like,
anyone that sees this movie knows what's up.
No, he's a criminal. He just beat an innocent dude's ass. But yeah, this guy is not sympathetic. He's an a-hole. He's an a-hole to his wife. He's an a-hole to his son, who he's also semi-abusive. Hey, never back down from a fight type deal. So he raises him the exact same way as his dad raises him. Typically, you want to, like, approve upon what your dad did.
Yeah.
And especially, like, if you're having, like, a feel-good story of you return back to college football, maybe even lie a little bit.
Yeah.
He does no lying. This guy's a jerk. But yeah, he's an a-hole to his son, treats his son like his dad treated him. His decision to go back and play college football as well, he doesn't even consult his wife. He just kind of does it and tells her after the fact, oh, yeah, I'm walking onto this college football team to try to go play football again.
He Bobby Boucher'd it.
Pretty much. And, like, his family is, like, not supportive at first because they're like, we don't want you to go back and play football. Like, you might have a regret, but the majority of humans walking this earth have some form of regret in life.
Yeah.
And he's 59 years old, and they're like, hey, we don't want you to go die out there and get paralyzed. And he straight up ignores them. He's like, no, I got to do this. Why? Because I have to redo this. Why do you have to do this? Because I got to.
Doesn't he have a job?
He does, and it's explained away. Like, he works in construction. He's like, well, the house I'm building, the frame's already up, so I can just go ahead and go take college courses.
So my question in all this is, they just let him play? Like,
so
they have scholarships to give out.
This is not a spoiler because it's based on a true film. The fact that he makes, in real life, a Division III football team is stupid. How bad does your team have to be for a daddy to walk on and be... He's not a starting linebacker or anything like that. Like, he makes the team...
Special teams.
It's Dallas, Texas. What do you think?
Yeah, when he does eventually play, it is special teams. Mm-hmm. When he first makes the team, he's a linebacker, but he doesn't suit up or play because he's injured because he gets, like, a pinched nerve and bulging disc from, like, an on-field incident where this guy is mad at him because he's a 59-year-old player. Because, you know, he's a 59-year-old player, and like you said, he's taking jobs away from people that would have otherwise made the roster and made something of themselves.
My other question for movies like this is, how were the actual football scenes? Did they actually look good, or did they look crappy?
They looked
crappy.
Okay. I'm not too big of a football savant to nitpick everything, but it's also Michael Chiklis is playing this guy, so he looks out of place the entire film. They showed, like, real footage at the very end of the movie, like, as the credits are rolling, of this guy, and he is in decent shape. Michael Chiklis is not in decent shape, so it's a terrible casting on that. But, like, he injures himself early in the comeback, which it tries to portray him as, like, oh, he's persistent, follow your dreams.
That's where they're trying to get the sympathy from, because there's no sympathetic eye here at all.
No, and, like, they're, like, trying to portray, like, oh, he's a leader for the young guys on the team. No, they're heckling him on the team. Hey, old man, Your last name is Flint? Oh, like Flintstones, which was like current day from when you were around. He's like a jerk to some of the kids on the team. He doesn't consider that like other people's feelings are like, he always has to like be like present in everything like he's doing. Like he has a better relationship that he has with his teammates than he does his own son and family.
You know what I would have done if I was, in charge of making this movie is you can base things on a real story, but just take bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lie about it. Make it a feel good story, not a feel good story.
You can say that he couldn't finish his college career because he got cancer and, you know, he had to go into treatment, whatever. Not the actual story, which is really he got in a fight and he was a jerk in the first place.
His rage was got the best of him. Does he learn from anything? No.
No. So again, you can do this whole thing of couldn't finish college, change the reason, make it more sympathetic, then you come back at 59 years old and finish because of that one year that you couldn't do that.
And right. Like, I'm a changed person now. He never changes as a person. He still fights people and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you're trying to set a role model for, like, your family, which you failed at, for the team, which you also failed at, but they also try to make it, like, they got one last game, and the coach puts him in, and he's like, hey, you're going to be on special teams for field goal unit so you don't get killed because, as the coach correctly points out, I'm not going to allow a guy to go out on the field that's 59 years old to get paralyzed, and then I'm remembered for that, and I have that on my conscience.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, your family is blaming me and whatnot. And it's such a terrible movie.
It's just so dumb. Why would you... If you're making a movie and it's not a documentary, it doesn't need to be 100% accurate. Why are you keeping the bad parts in it to just make a bad movie?
Right. I guess it's trying to humanize him, but he's also a terrible person.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, he's a jerk, and the reason he's doing this is because he has regret in life and he can't move past with any relationship or fix any relationships with his son until he does this, which is just
stupid.
Horse ass.
Right. Yeah.
He's just a bad dad, and a bad husband and father. Would I recommend it? No.
Okay, good. I can't believe you went.
Did you watch it? Yes.
Yeah, I watched it. Will I watch it again? No, I advise you not to watch it, because it's just a terrible person.
Well, that's the review of The Senior from Ham here at Ham Radio. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.